Dreamscape presents Seducing the Fireman by Jennifer Bonds, narrated by Samantha Brentmore and Connor Crace. Chapter 1. Jackson Hart had always wanted a brother. Now that he had a dozen, he was seriously reconsidering his position. He took a pull on his beer, letting the icy cold draft slide down his throat, as he studied the rowdy, testosterone-fueled men encircling him. They'd been riding him hard about being the new guy on the job, but that was expected. Hell, it was nothing compared to his days as a probationary firefighter. No, the only thing that mattered now was watching his step. The last thing he needed was a god-awful nickname he couldn't shake, and firefighters love nicknames almost as much as they love the job. So, yeah, he'd have to make sure he didn't go and do something stupid that would haunt him for eternity. Transferring into the company, he'd known it would be an uphill battle to gain their acceptance. Most of these men had worked side by side for years, and they didn't know him from Adam. As far as they were concerned, he was probably only a half step above a probie, and that was only because he had actual experience. It didn't matter. Given time, he'd prove himself. Not like he had any other distractions. His sole focus was the job. It was all he had. Hey, pretty boy! The muscles in his back tensed instinctively at the challenge. Jax turned his head, finding O'Rourke staring straight at him, arms crossed over his puffed-out chest, a bottle of Brooklyn Lager dangling from his meaty fist. The kid smirked, looking pleased with himself. Too bad he lost points for originality. It wasn't the first time in his career the name had been thrown at him. It wouldn't stick. He'd make sure of it. Jack set his beer down and leaned forward, resting his elbows on the slick bar. All the guys were watching him now, waiting to see how he'd respond. This was the moment of truth. Nobody prettier in this bar than you, O'Rourke. Just don't tell the ladies I said so. The tips of O'Rourke's ears burned brighter than his hair, and the guys roared with laughter. Anderson slapped him on the back. Welcome to the family, Lieutenant. Tipping his beer at O'Rourke, he signaled the kid there were no hard feelings. After all, they were brothers now, by blood, sweat, and tears, if not by birth. It was all he'd ever wanted. A family. A place to call home. Growing up, he'd never really had either. Brooklyn had come the closest. That was why he'd returned after years of bouncing from city to city. It was to put down roots, something his own broken family had never provided. Family.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?